There's a song which is called the Kufsteinlied, which is well known to all of the fans of German folk music around the world. The refrain of this song, which is a very famous holla-ra, diri, 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 basically a music publisher has claimed that he wrote the refrain, jazzing up the original version that an Austrian composer, Karl Ganzer, wrote 63 years ago. And he says that it was the refrain that he wrote that turned it into the hit that it became. The court case has centred on a row between the heirs of the original composer, Karl Ganzer, his son and daughter, and the music publisher, Egon Frauenberger, who says he rewrote the refrain. And Frauenberger wanted to have a 12th of the royalties, which he said would reflect the input he had in this song, and the heirs of Karl Ganzer said that this was rubbish, that they should get all the royalties.
And the composer's family have won the dispute.
The composer's family have won the dispute. This was a court case. It was being heard in a Munich courtroom, quite an unusual battle that was going on this week. They basically have successfully sued Frauenberger, and therefore he now no longer has any rights to any of the royalties.
Why does this song have such a central place in German and Bavarian culture?
Well, I'm no yodeling expert, but basically it is a yodel, which is a tradition that goes back centuries and basically was used by men in the Alps who used to sing to each other between the mountain peaks. So it was a very effective way of communicating. And this is a very sort of, if you like, a jazzy yodel number. It celebrates a town in Austria called Kufstein, and it is, if you go to the Oktoberfest in Munich, or if you watch the music, German folk music programmes, which take up a large part of German TV coverage in the evenings, you will hear this a lot. And it really, you know, you see even the hardiest of lederhosen clad Germans go weak at the knees whenever anybody starts singing the Kufsteinlied.
I won't ask you to yodel, Kate.
Thank you.